So in the previous shiurim we covered Berachas HaTorah, and we also spoke about numerous reasons as to why we say Berachas Kehanim, we say the Pesukim of Berachas Kehanim immediately after Berachas HaTorah. That is what we've spoken about until now. So we'll speak a little bit more about Berachas Kehanim, why we say Berachas Kehanim, and hopefully we'll go into Eilu Dvarim. So we say like this, after we finish Berachas HaTorah, we say, Ayodavar Hashem HaMashal Eimor, well, depending which Nusach you have, Nusach Sfar or Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfar says, the Pesukim before Berachas Kehanim, we say, Ayodavar Hashem HaMashal Eimor, Ayodavar Lahan V'lmon of Leimor, Koyis Tavokh Ez B'nai Yisrael Amar Lahem, Yevarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka, Yisro Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yosam L'cha Sholem. V'samu Hashmi Al B'nei Yisro Ani Avarchem. So, first of all, I heard a nice reason why Nusach Sfarad says the Pesukim before Berachas Kehanim, we say V'adabar Hashem Al Mishalem, V'adabar Hanam V'bun of Leimar. And the reason is because, the reason why we say Pesukim immediately after Berachas HaTorah is in order to, as by every Berachas HaMitzvah, whenever you say a bracha on a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah immediately. So we have to learn Torah immediately after we say Berachas HaTorah, So that's why we say Pesukim. Now, in order for a person, for that to be considered Torah, it has to be said, the Shem Limud HaTorah, it has to be done for the sake of Torah learning. One is allowed to say Pesukim before Berachas HaTorah. You look into the Siddur, there's many Pesukim that one can say before Berachas HaTorah. Because Pesukim that are not said L'shem Limud HaTorah, they're not said for the sake of Limud HaTorah, they're said just for the sake of Tefillah. Those are not Pesukim that are subject to Limud HaTorah, that are subject to Berachas HaTorah. So, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah immediately after Berachas HaTorah, one has to learn the Shem Limud HaTorah. If you just say a tefillah, you haven't accomplished anything, because that's something that can be said without Berachas HaTorah. So if somebody just says right after Berachas HaTorah, Nusach Ashkenaz, Yorach Hashem Yishmerecha, Yorach Hashem Panav Melech V'choneka, maybe he's saying a tefillah. He wants bracha. He wants all the other things that these were, all the bracha that's involved in these pesukim. So that's why specifically Nusach Sfarad inserted by Yadavar Hashem HaMoshe Leimar, Yadavar Lahan V'bon of Leimar, to make sure that it is said for the sake of Limud HaTorah. There's a Chassam Sofer Pashas Nosai. Chassam Sofer says there's a Gemara Masechta Schulin. The Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael are greater than the Malachim. We're greater than the angels, because the Malachim can only mention Hashem's name after they first have to prepare before they say Hashem's name. They have to say three words. They have to say Kadosh, 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 and then they could say Hashem. They have to say three words before they say Hashem's name. Bnei Yisrael only have to say two words. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is what. That's Bnei Yisrael only have to say two words. So we are greater than the Malachim. That's what the Gemara says. We also, when we say a bracha, we say Baruch Ato Hashem. So we only say two words before we say Hashem's name. There's actually interesting, beautiful words from the Bina L'Itim. Bina L'Itim says, there's another time when we say Hashem's name after two words. Yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Right? We say Yahavta es, then we say Hashem's name. So he says that this is what we say by the Tefillah of Ahava Rabbah before Kriyashma. We say, V'kiravtonu malkeinu l'shimcha ha'godol. You have brought us close to your great name. You have brought us closer than the angels. V'kiravtonu malkeinu l'shimcha ha'godol. When? L'hoidez l'cha, when we say a bracha. U'liachedcha, when we say Kriyashma. U'liahav ha'shemecha, and when we say v'yahavtas Hashem l'kecha. And then we immediately do all three. Baruch Ato Hashem, Habaycha Bam Yisrael B'Ahava, Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kenu, B'Yahavta Ez Hashem L'Kecha. So this is what we're mentioning when we say, V'Kiravtonu Malkeinu L'Shimcha HaGadol, you've brought us closer to your name. We don't have to say three words before Hashem's name, we only have to say two words. It says L'Chasam Sofer, but here, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, we only say one word. Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem. Yisrael Hashem. Right? There's only one word before Hashem's name. Says the Chasam Sofer, what we find here is that the Kehanim have the ability to bring such Kedusha to Bnei Yisrael to the point that Bnei Yisrael, once the Kehanim draw down this Kedusha to Bnei Yisrael are now able to say Hashem's name even after one word. He said, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. V'davar Hashem Moshe Leimar. This is how powerful you should bench Bnei Yisrael. Amar lahem, that you should bring the Amira to them, that they should be able to say Yevarechecha Hashem. That they should be able to say Yevarechecha, just one word before Hashem's name. That's how much Kedusha the Kohen needs to bring to Bnei Yisrael. So according to this, we find that before Kabbalah Satoyah, the Rebbe Nishlam says, "Va'atem tili mamleches koyanim." You should be a kingdom of koyanim. What is the Rebbe Nishlam saying? The Rebbe Nishlam is saying is that the koyach of the Torah is so great that it can also give you the ability. It can make us so kadosh that we should be able to say Hashem's name even after one word. That is the power of the Torah. That when you have the Torah, you'll be a mamlechas koyanim. You'll have this koyach that the koyanim have. That they should be able to say Hashem's name after one word. So immediately after Birchas HaTorah, when we're connecting ourselves to Torah, that's when the first thing we do is we say Yevarechecha Hashem. We say Hashem's name after one word. The emphasis is that the Chasam Sofer is a bit difficult because it's not Bnei Yisrael that say Yevarechecha Hashem. It's the Kehanim that say Yevarechecha Hashem. So it's not the Kehanim are being Mamshech Kedusha to Bnei Yisrael that Bnei Yisrael allowed to say Yevarechecha Hashem. The Kehanim themselves are the ones that say Yevarechecha Hashem. So I believe that there's something very, very, a very strong message here. Before we get to that, I'd like to just once again point out that we need to understand why we say two brachas of Birchas HaTorah, right? The first two, Lasik B'divrei Soyer, Amalam HaTorah, Lam Yisrael, is considered one bracha. And then there's the bracha of Asher Bachabonu. So why do we say two separate brachas? We've talked about this in the previous shura. We also say by the second bracha, we say Asher Bacha Bonu Mikol Amim, Hashem chose us from among all the nations. Menosam lanu es Torah soy, and He gave us His Torah. Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisan HaTorah. Blessed are You, Hashem, who gave the giver of the Torah. So we say, but we don't say Menosam lanu es HaTorah. We say Menosam lanu es Torah soy. He gave us His Torah. What is the emphasis of Torah Soy instead of Nosalana was HaTorah? As we say, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Nais HaTorah. So I'd like to suggest the following. I think that all three examples of when we have to say two words before Hashem's name, Abin Adam Lamokai, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad, Yahavta Eis Hashem Alekecha, it's all between us and the Rabbi Nishleda. There, when a person is involved in Adam Lamokim, a person needs to say two words before they say Hashem's name. If a person is giving to Klal Yisrael, if one Yid is giving to another Yid, if a Yid is benching another Yid, there, the Rabbi Nishleda appreciates the bracha from one Yid to another so much that the Rabbi Nishleda wants us to mention his name immediately, even after one word. It says in the pasuk, "V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, ani Hashem." Right? If there's v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, there is ani Hashem, meaning Hashem can be the second word. For the sake of Ahavas Yisrael, we find by the Soiter that the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Mutav shi'emacha shmi'a l'mayim." It's better that my name should be erased. L'havi shalom initial ishtai, to bring shalom between husband and wife. So when there's, that we see how important it is to the Rabbi Nishlad, that there should be bracha from one Yid to another, that there should be, that one Yid should give to another Yid, that he is, Rabbi Nishlad is masking that his name should be mentioned before it ordinarily is mentioned when it's Ben Adam Lamaka. So why is this mentioned right after Birchas HaTorah? Perhaps the first bracha of Birchas HaTorah, which is Lasek v'Divrei Torah, Amalam v'Torah l'Am Yisrael, is a bracha on Limud HaTorah. It's a bracha on learning Torah. Lasek v'Divrei Torah, one should occupy themselves with learning Torah. And Amalam v'Torah l'Am Yisrael, the Rebbe Shlomo teaches us Torah. Why isn't that sufficient? Why isn't Hamalam Torah? Why the Rebbeinu Shlom has to give us the Torah? Why couldn't he just teach us Torah? Why do you have to give us the Torah? The purpose of the Rebbeinu Shlom giving us the Torah was that we should give it to others. One cannot transfer to others something that doesn't belong to themselves. And this is what Chazal tells us. Chazal say that on the first capital in Tehillim, it says, Ashrei. Right? So Chazal asks, it starts out saying Torah Hashem, and then it says Torah Soy. So Chazal answer that before a person learns Torah, it's Torah Hashem. After a person learns Torah, it becomes Torah Soy. The Torah Soy, the reason why it becomes Torah Soy, is that we should be able to give it over to others. That is the purpose of Torah. That we should be able to teach it to others. So the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah is for teaching Torah. And that's why the bracha is Asher Bracha Banu Kalam Venos Alanu, that Rebbeinu Shlom gave us, he gave it to us as Torah Soy. He gave it to us as our Torah. V'nasan lanu, he gave us this concept of Torah Soy. Baruch atah Hashem noisein haTorah. Blessed are you Hashem who gave us the Torah. It's not just hamalami Torah. It's not just that he teaches us the Torah. No, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah to give it over to others. when a person teaches Torah to others and a person shares the Torah with others, that is the inyan of giving to others, which is the, as we mentioned before, something that the Rebbeinu Shloilam appreciates to the extent that he wants his name mentioned even after one word. So immediately after we say the bracha of Noisein HaTorah, we say, Koisav Ochas B'nai Yisrael, Amar Lahem Yevarechecha Hashem. Since you're benching Klal Yisrael, you can say Yevarechecha Hashem. Go ahead. When something that one can only give over to someone else something that belongs to them. The purpose of giving us the Torah is that we should give it to others. It's not. What?
What did he actually give us? If he would have taught, if he would have taught Moshe,
right?
Given, couldn't Moshe have still taught it to us?
He could have. He could have, but that it wouldn't have indicated that he needs to. Okay. Right. The whole purpose of giving us something is here. This is yours to be able to do with it what you need to do with it, which is to. Which I'm suggesting is to transfer it over to others. There's a haplodig piece in Yismach Yisrael, in Pashas Lech Lecha. Is it Pashas Lech Lecha? It might be Pashas Yisrael. I don't remember. But anyway, he talks about the famous Medrash. That when Moshe went up to heaven to receive the Torah, the Medrash says that Bikshu Malachi Ashoras Levgoya Boy. The Malachi wanted to harm Moshe. Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu Klas Tepanav Shal Moshe Demel Avraham Avinu. So Hashem made Moshe's face look like Avraham Avinu. And he said to the Malachi, Yatam is Baishim Imenu. Aren't you embarrassed before him? Isn't this the person that you went down to him and you ate by him? So the Malachim backed off. So he's Machsirah asked the obvious kasha. What's the busha? Just because they ate by him, they have to give him the Torah? So the Yismach Yisrael says that the definition of Torah, true Torah, is Torah that a person teaches to others. Torah that a person learns for themselves, Torah that a person holds for themselves, is not considered Torah. Here's a riot. It says in the Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that the 6,000 years that the world stands is divided into three parts. There's Alpayim Toyhu. The first 2,000 is Toyhu, is void. Alpayim Torah, 2,000 is Torah. Alpayim Yemois HaMashiach. And the last three is Yemois HaMashiach. The last 2,000 is Yemois HaMashiach. So the Gemara asks, when did the second 2,000 start? It started from HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. That's what the Gemara brings. HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. The people that Avraham Avinu was Makar of the Torah. So, ask the Sfasemis, ask the Yismach Yisrael, Memanavshech. If we're counting Torah from Kabbalah Zatorah, so it counts from Kabbalah Zatorah. If we're counting from the time when somebody started learning Torah, Rashi brings already a Noach started learning Torah. Right? So why HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan? So he said, Elamai, Torah means teaching Torah to others. That's what Torah is, being Makar of other Yidden. That's Torah. Otherwise, it's not Torah. Noach's Torah is not Torah, because he kept it for himself. So, says the Yismach Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu came up to receive the Torah. So, why did they want to harm Moshe? Because they wanted to keep the Torah for themselves. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, he made him look like Avraham Avinu. And he said, Yatam is Baishim, aren't you embarrassed? This is Torah? What you want is Torah? If you want to keep it for yourselves, it's not Torah. Take a look at what Torah is. Take a look at Avraham Avinu. You went down to him, what did he do to you? He fed you. He wanted to teach you Torah. That's Avraham Avinu. That's how he taught Torah. They lost. The Etzem wanting to hold Torah for yourself shows that you don't know what Torah is. So as soon as we make the bracha, Asher Bracha Banu Mekolam, and Nasan Lonu as Torah Soy, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us this concept of Torah Soy, meaning that the Torah is ours to teach to others. We immediately say Berachas Kahanim, because the purpose of Torah is Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, is to bestow bracha upon others. And it's then that we have the ability to mention Hashem's name after one word, when we give to others. Menotam l'amokim, you got to say two words before. Menotam l'chaveroi, one word is fine. According to that, we understand the continuation of the psukim. V'somwe shemi al b'nei Yisrael. Right? You should place my name on B'nai Yisrael. That's what my name is made for. If it's among B'nai Yisrael, give them my name. Let them use my name. According to this, we can now understand the continuation of why this Mishnah was chosen. So the purpose that we say a Mishnah and a Braisa, Elu Dvarim Sheila Mashiach Peva B'Kunim Arayim Gemilas Chosodim Asalma Torah, is a Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Sheila Mashiach Perisayim V'Elam Hazeh, Akeren Kemis Leila Mabah, that's a Braisa. So even though really it all seems to be part of the same Mishnah, the Rambam says that this is a Mishnah, this is a Braisa. It's a whole Dion. What? The same Mishnah. Peir, right. Yeah. The Rambam says that this is a Mishnah up to the Talmud Torah, and Eilu Dvarim Sheila Mashiach Perisayim V'Elam Hazeh is a Braisa. That's what he says. So the truth is, if you look into the Mishnah, it's different wording than what we say. So it's talk possible that what we, it's mistaver talking that what we say is a braisa, and the Rambam says that there's specifically a tikkunah to say psukim, Torah Shavu Shavuksav, Mishnah and braisa. So according to what we're saying, we know why did Chazal or whoever was Masakin the Ashkenaz Lagdola to say this specifically this Mishnah right afterwards. If we're coming off of that what Torah is made for is to teach to others and to give to others, so we immediately say afterwards, "Eilu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur." The following are the things that have no shiur. You can do as much of it as you need to do. Hapeya is matnas aniyim. Matanah is gifted aniyim. Habikurim is matnas kohuna. Horayon is the kamonos we bring to the Rebbeinu Shleilu. The Gemilas Chasadim is just Bein Adam L'Chaveira, anybody. But Talmud Torah doesn't say Limud Torah. Talmud Torah is teaching Torah. That's what that is. That is Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. That is what comes immediately after Kabbalah, after Birchas HaTorah, after Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. It's all about giving to others. That's what Torah is for. Al Tachzik Toiv L'Atzmacha. Ki L'Kach Neitzarta. This is what we're here for. We're here to give to others. Now, I mentioned numerous times in Shira over here, there's a famous story that there was a Radomska Chosid that was once leaving his house to go to learn of his medrash. As he was leaving his house, an Ani came to the door. And he asked him if he could help him. So he said, "I'm sorry, I can't help. I'm going to learn now." So when he got to the Bismedish, the Tver Shleim was in the Bismedish, and he called over the Chosid. He said to him, "I have a kasha. In Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, Vayeovek Ishimai. Yaakov remained by himself, and Ish fought with him. He wrestled with him." Says Rashi, "Who is this Ish? Sar Shal Esav. It's the Sar of Esav." In Parshas Vayeshev, one Parsha later, Yosef goes out to Shechem. The Pasuk says, Vayimtzoehu Ish. Ish found him. And he said to him, "What are you looking for?" Says Rashi, "Who's the Ish?" "Malach Gabriel." So he says, "Make up your mind. Who is Ish? Is Ish Sar Shal Esav, or is Ish Malach Gabriel? Who told Rashi that here is Sar Shal Esav, here it's Malach Gabriel?" So the Chassid looked at the Tver Shleim. He doesn't understand why the Rebbe is asking him this kasha. So Tver Shleim said, "I'll tell you why." He said, "When someone sees a yid that is lost, a yid that is in trouble, and he says to the yid, 'Matevakesh, how can I help you?' That's Malach Gavriel. But an ish, that when a yid asks for a bracha, he says, 'I can't now because I have to go sing shira,' that's Sar Shal Esav." So what the Rebbe Shlomo wants from us is to give to others, to give to other yidin. That's what that's Talmud Torah. I heard from Rav Schlesinger another beautiful pshat why we say Elu Devarim right after Berachas HaTorah, why this Mishnah was chosen. There's a big machlokes about the first bracha of Berachas HaTorah, whether we're supposed to say Lasek B'Divrei Torah or Al Divrei Torah. There are many Yidden that say the bracha Asher Kitshanu B'Tzoyseh B'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. Is that what you say, Paul?
No.
I saw many Siddurim that it says Al Divrei Torah. Big machlokes are shining. I've seen many Siddurim. It's machlokes are shining. Those that have say Al Divrei Torah, those that say Lasek B'Divrei Torah. So there are those that want to suggest that Al Divrei Torah is the better girsa, because Al Divrei Torah means on the words of Torah. So it's not unique to the mitzvah of learning Torah, right? It goes on all of Torah. So a person should, and according to these, actually the Avodah Ram says that when a person makes the Berachas HaTorah, it shouldn't just be, Berachas HaTorah is not just on Limud HaTorah. It's a bracha for giving us the entire Torah, which is the performance of all the mitzvahs. So a yid should have in mind, says Avodah Ram, when he's saying the bracha of Al Divrei Torah, that you commanded us on all the words of the Torah, a person should have in mind all the mitzvahs that he's going to perform that day. That this is the bracha for all the mitzvahs he's going to perform that day. Whereas, Lasek B'Divrei Torah is a bracha that's unique for learning Torah. And there are those that disagree. And they say that the Yalkut Me'amloyas brings in Parshas Bereishis that Lasek B'Divrei Torah can mean to occupy ourselves with the words of the Torah, which is also could also mean all the mitzvahs. Now, why do we need to make a bracha for all the mitzvahs we're going to do during the day? Every mitzvah has its own bracha. So the Yaakov Avloya says, no, there are many mitzvahs we don't make a bracha on. There's so many different mitzvahs we don't make brachas on. So it says Rav Schlesinger. So now we understand why we say this Mishnah. And this Mishnah has listed all of the mitzvahs we don't make a bracha on. And since last, like B'divrei Torah is not just a bracha on Limud HaTorah, it's a bracha on all the mitzvahs that don't have a bracha. So therefore, we list all the mitzvahs that don't have a bracha. Hapeya, v'abikunem, v'orayin, g'milz chasodim, v'talma toira, kibbut ava aim, hashkama seves med, shachas vavas, hachnas asochem, v'ikya chaydem, hachnas askala, the voice hameis, havosh lamed on the chavedem, and ishtoi, none of these have a bracha. So when a person makes a bracha in the morning, last thing we do with a Torah, he should have in mind all of the mitzvahs he's going to perform the entire day that don't have a bracha. So, the Braisa says, "Elu dvarim shalom moichel peresayim boi lamazeh." These are the things that a person eats their fruit in this world. And the principle remains for the world to come. And it goes on to list Kibud Av V'Aim, Gemilas Chasodim, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shachas V'Arvis, early attendance to the Beis HaMedrash in the morning and in the evening, V'Achnasas Orchem, V'Kecholim, V'Achnasas Kala, V'Lavois HaMeis, V'Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah, which is absorption in prayer. What we're doing now is probably Iyun Tefillah. Understanding what we're saying by davening. And then if you say Nesach Sfard, Uvein Ishtai Ishtai. This is why it has to be a Braisa, because Uvein Ishtai Ishtai is not in the Mishnah. Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Talmud Torah, teaching Torah, is connected Kulam. So, why is it that specifically these mitzvahs are keren kayemes loy loylam abo? Are oichel peresayim boylam azem? All other mitzvahs, the reward is in the world to come. And these mitzvahs, not only is there a reward in the world to come, the principle remains for the world to come, but there's also Eicha Peresayim Boilam Hazeh. So, I think that the simple understanding of this is, based on a word that I once said on Parshas Ekev, right, the Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Hoy Ekev Tishma Nesam Shpatam Ha'ela. It will be if you will listen to the mitzvahs. And the pasuk goes on to list all the brachas of Olam Hazeh that we'll receive for listening to the mitzvahs. We also say every day, also a bunch of what happened to the rule of schar mitzvah v'al malakeh? There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. And also, why is the reward mentioned as a reward for Vahoya im Shemoya Tishma'un? Or Vahoya Ekev Tishma'un? Should be for Tishmerun. Vahoya Ekev Tishmerun, if you will observe. And Shemoya Tishmerun would be the better word. Shemoya Tishma'u, Ekev Tishma'un. So there's a... Hashem Shmuel says... I think it's a Parshat Bamidbar. Shemesh Shmuel says that every mitzvah has two parts to it. There is the observance of the mitzvah, the physical act of the mitzvah, and then there is the emotion, the heart, that a person invests in the mitzvah. The ahava, the yira, that a person infuses within the mitzvah. And he says, this is the nasa v'nishma. The nasa is the act of the physical performance of the mitzvah. And nishma is shmias halev. The heart will be intent. That the heart will be attentive. And there will be the mitzvah will be done with passion, with emotion. Nasa v'nishma. And the Shem Shmuel says that it's the act of the mitzvah that creates tremendous shefa, tremendous bracha in all of the worlds. It makes has a tremendous impact on all the olam al yoinim. That's the act of the mitzvah. What makes an impact on the person is the nishma, is the emotional investment that a person has in the mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah just outwardly, a person will remain the same person. The mitzvah will not do anything, will not impact a person at all for the better. It's only when a person does a mitzvah with their heart invested in the mitzvah, only then will the mitzvah have an impact on the person and make the person a better person. But the oris al yoinim, that's accomplished through the ma'asah mitzvah. So, according to that Shem Shmuel, I'd like to suggest that the reward for the ma'asah mitzvah, that's given in the world to come. Because the impact of the ma'asah mitzvah happened in spiritual worlds. It doesn't happen in this world. The impact of it is in the spiritual worlds. So the reward for it has to take place in the spiritual world. Whereas the emotion that we invest in a mitzvah, its impact is in this world. Its impact is on us immediately. An impact that is made in this world is rewarded in this world. So that's why the pasuk says, "V'haya ekiv tishme'un." If you will have the shmira of the mitzvah, the nishma, so then you'll have all the brachas in this world. For the tishmerun, that's in the world to come. If there's the shmias halev, that's when there is reward in this world. Now we understand very well. Look at all the mitzvahs look at everything that's listed here. Every single one of these mitzvahs that are listed here have an impact in this world. Besides it's a physical act of a mitzvah that will be rewarded, the Karen Kayemis Laylam Abo. But there's Peresem Boylam Hazeh. You know why there's Peresem Boylam Hazeh? Because it makes an impact in this world. Kibbud Avaim. Parents feel honored. There's going to be a reward in this world for that. Besides the Karen Kayemis Laylam Abo. Gimelis Chasodim. Then there's Ashkamas Besamed Shachas Va'arvis, which is a person being there earlier for the Beis Medrash, which is the concept of hachana, preparation, which gives us the ability to invest our emotions in a mitzvah. These are all matters that have an impact in this world, and therefore it is oichol peresayim by the mazat. And the Talmud Torah connected kulam. Talmud Torah is, again, it's teaching Torah to others in this world, doing that chesed of teaching Torah which its impact is in this world also, which is limud ha-Torah, that's the scars in the world to come. Iyun tefillah gives us the ability to invest our emotion in the davening. It helps us, once we know what we're saying, we're able to and understand the depth of what we're saying. We can invest our emotions and daven with heart, which once again has its impact in this world and therefore is rewarded in this world. So the Eibushter help me, we should be zeichet to all the brachas. by sharing the Torah and ourselves with others, making impact in both in this world and in all the spiritual worlds.